Greater love has no man than this, that a man will lay down his life for his friend. And that's why we're saying, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a blessed privilege it is to be able to stand here at this moment in preparation to present to you a brief message from the Word of God, the title of which is Worshiping Willing Workers. Worshiping Willing Workers. I have seen many expressions that the preaching message is the most important part of a worship. It is a part of the worship. Everything that is done is to be inclusive of the whole. I have no reason to boast or brag about my ability to articulate multiple syllable theological words, but it takes every part of our body to make our body function. It takes every part of the body of Christ, for those who are members of that body, to carry out their own responsibilities. Every part is equally, it may not appear to be, but you let one part of your body dysfunction. For example, I have my glasses for which I paid good money, had my eyes examined, tested, everything you can do about it. Now I see better without the glasses than I do with the glasses. If you understand where I'm coming from. Every part of this body, please don't think yourself unimportant. I don't care. It may be the smallest portion of what it takes for this body to function the way that it's supposed to. Every part of the body needs to be worshiping willing workers. I like what was said by one in Scripture. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm not glad I'm going. Y'all gonna get to hear me. I'm not glad because I'm singing and bringing joy to everybody. I'm glad when every part of the body is functioning. And don't let anybody talk you down and make you feel like I'm not important. I want to talk about worshiping willing workers. First of all, worship should be first. I asked the Lord, to what should I preach? How can I best do that? And I'm not trying to compare or compete with somebody else. Lord, help me to be able to do the best I can do. And I'm not measuring my goodness by what somebody else is capable of doing. And when somebody is singing praises to God, you don't have to be as good as somebody else. If you understand where I'm coming from, okay? Worshiping. And your work does not mean doesn't mean much if you are not worshiping. Every time we have an opportunity as the body of Christ, we should come together into the house of the Lord. And I was just thinking today, when everything was happening, I thought how vitally important it is. First of all, there was the welcome and announcements. Welcome very well expressed. Making people welcome in the house of the Lord. You know, don't you see how important that is? Somebody that's glad you're here and want to welcome you into the house of God. I've gone places where I know I was not welcome. But if one thing is true, even out when the ushers are out there, they ought to welcome you. We ought to help people to understand. And then I thought about not only the welcome, And then I thought about the call to worship. If you didn't come to worship the Lord today and you listened to that call, it ought to change your mind. Because it was a serious, necessary, important call to worship. That's not on here just to be doing something. And some can do that better than others, so it is important for someone who can do that to use their giftedness to be able to present. They are selected. Not everybody can do it the way that somebody else can. You understand what I'm trying to say? And that their giftedness may be better than somebody else's giftedness for that position. And the Lord knows somebody that can sing is better than somebody trying like me. You know what I'm trying to say. I don't care what the part is that you're playing in the body of Christ. It is vitally important to be done. I'll go down the list. That was, first of all, that choral selection, that first one. That was good, but that last one turned me on. I mean, all of them were good. You don't understand what I'm trying to say. Some are better than others. Some we enjoy more than the others. I asked Keisha, and she didn't turn me down. I asked her to read the Lord's Supper. I did not want you to just step here and think about it. It's Lord's Supper time. All right, we'll get through that. As often as you do this, eat this bread and drink this cup, you show forth my death until I come. It's vitally important that we're reminded of how serious this is. Can I get a witness? Well, what if? Then came that hymn, "What Can Wash Away My Sin?" You can make up your mind, I'm not going to sin anymore. You can't wash it away. You cannot wash it away. I don't care what you do. I'm going to straighten up. I'm going to do better. I'm going to stop drinking. I'm going to stop smoking. You can't do that. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. I made up my mind I wasn't going to do this, and I wasn't going to say this, and I wasn't going to act like this. But you know what I did? I acted like that. And I surrendered myself to the Lord. And I may not act perfectly, but I act better than I used to. Because the blood of Jesus washes away sin. Things that I used to love to do that were sinful. Anybody in here ever get high? Don't raise your hand. You know, I was at a place one time. I was liking a girl. That's where I met Lillian. That's way back in the past. And I call myself cool. I got high. And I'm going to go up there and talk to her and show how cool I am. I got to stumbling and falling and fell down. Didn't even get up there. But you know what I'm glad about? The Lord washed away that sin. I don't need that stuff. I don't have to get high, get up high. You understand what I'm talking about? I'm talking about worshiping willing workers. I guess I'll go on. Before I begin to talk more about this, I mean, I'm not through yet. Let me know that. Children's choir. I spoke to Janine, and I said, "You're doing a marvelous work." And I've known all the way back to St. Paul how she has worked with children. She has children, and they are well-mannered. They are rapid, excellent learners. She's not selfish to brag about her children. She wants all the children to progress. And I didn't say that just to be saying some kind words, but to see how diligently involved and engaged she's in to do that. My wife did the same thing in two churches for a long time. And I watched how those children, and I listened to Anita singing a few minutes ago. I said, "Now I know she could play the instrument. I didn't know she could sing like that." You understand what I'm trying to say? And I watched how the children were trained. And you talk about the hope for the future. with this kind of service, and I'm preaching the sermon right now, y'all. Okay. Second, the youth and young adults. I am so grateful that they haven't got so grown. You know what I mean? I don't need to be doing that. I'm just so thankful. I mean, I can't tell you how thankful I am to see this. Every part of the body needs to do what God enables them to do and make a contribution to the whole body. Every part of my body needs to function. And then, Brother Lawrence got up here. And see, just get up and say, don't get up here and just say offering time. Take the word of God and share the word of God. This is what God said. This is not what Brother Lawrence said. And then he said this, bring all the tithe. Don't bring a little bit of tithe every now and then. You can bring 10% of your tips. Shame on us. God loving us so much that he blesses us. Everything that we have on this earth, God gave to us. And God wants to see every one of us prosper. I don't know. Some of you may not even know what it means to be broke. When I say broke, I mean don't have no money. And be scuffling and can't make ends meet. And here we are, children of God, and God is in the blessing business and want to bless us. And we'd rather go shopping on something we don't even need. Popcorn, peanuts, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say. But you will not bring God a 10% of your earnings. And how many times have people ever made a promise to you and they just made all those promises and didn't do nothing? Maybe I should have said, not do anything. But here's what God said. I've had people make promises to me, but they had no intention of doing it. But if you can't trust God, who can you trust? And he said, bring all of the tithe into the storehouse. I'm so glad he said that. And here's what he said. If you think I'm kidding you, prove me this day. If I will not open the windows of heaven, listen to me, and pour you out a blessing that there will not be room enough to receive. You know what? I started doing that, and I had people saying to me, so many people were calling me, want me to come preach over here, and do this and do that. And folks are talking, he's going out there to get another $100. But what they did not realize is that the Lord said he would open windows. I had to turn down preaching opportunities. I couldn't take them all. I'll open the windows and pull you out a blessing. You cannot receive all of it. That's the word of God. That's not Lincoln Bingham's word. That would not be a Lawrence's word. That was the word of God. This is the message. It's part of the message. I didn't have it on my list. But I observed all that was taking place here. Choir singing. Everything that was happening. This is how the body functions. This is how we should appreciate one another what we're doing. Don't think that what you do is the only one that's important. Every one of them are important. And then that last one, I told you that last song, that voice of praise on that long one, last one. Okay. Before I begin to talk about work, so many people were busy building the walls and restoring the city of Jerusalem. As I said before last Sunday, he was a cupbearer for the king. He tasted what the king drank, what the king ate. The king trusted Nehemiah. Lord have mercy. Because Nehemiah trusted God. People can trust you if you trust God. You don't have to try to fix up something to make them trust you. But when they recognize that you trust God, they will trust you. I've been on several jobs in my life. And you know why people trusted me? Because they came to realize that I trusted God. And some of these people were not godly people. They didn't go to church and that kind of thing. But they knew I had to trust God. I had a job. I keep telling you all the time, I made a little bit of money. But he trusted me, even though he wasn't paying me right, because he knew I trusted God. I'm trying to tell you, we miss the greatest of life's opportunities and blessings if we don't trust God. The text tells us in the Word of God, trust in the Lord, how much? With all of your heart, and don't lean to your own understanding. You're as smart as God. You think you understand all this stuff. And you're there doing a danger and a death to your life if you trust yourself more than you trust God. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not into your own understanding. In all of your ways, I don't care what it is, acknowledge him. And he will direct your path. I've gone from one position, one blessed place to serve God, and to another. He will direct your path. You don't have to try to sit down and figure out, I think I'm going to do this. I believe I'm going to try this. I think I'm going to do that. He will give you directions as to how you bless your life. I'm not going to take you much longer. Lord have mercy. Jesus said now to his disciples, I must work the work that him that sent me while it's day, for night comes when nobody can work. One of these days, and I'm moving in that direction where I won't be able to work. Acknowledge him. Jesus perfectly worshiped the Father. He taught us to pray in the Lord's Prayer, our Father, which art in heaven. Now, keep in mind, he did not say just my Father, not just somebody's Father, but our Father. My desire is, I think that God is my Heavenly Father, but I desire that every person under the sound of my voice will recognize God as their Heavenly Father. The greatest gift that anybody can ever receive is to have God to become your Father. I want to continue just a little bit. So the truth is that if we're not effectively working, something is wrong. If we're not working, something is wrong. And we're talking about worshiping willing workers. Let me tell you a little bit about how people work in the church. Some work in the church just to get paid. It's a job. I'm not pointing my fingers at anybody, but I'm not saying it's even in this church. But some people, some preachers go to a church to get paid. That's a fact. It's not because they love God and love the people, but they love money. And they have a gift where they can say it, they can, as folk put it, you can say it. That's where they put it. You can say it. I didn't say everybody. Some are like that. I'm just telling it like it is. Some people work in the church to be bragged on. A whole lot of folk like praise and don't even give praise to God, but they like to be bragged on. Come on now. Don't y'all go to sleep on me. I'm not going to keep you much longer. Just to be bragged on. Man, she sure knows what she's doing. You don't have to be a she, it can be a he too. some people work in the church to be in charge, be the boss. You didn't do that right. Wait. Let me. You understand what I'm saying right here? Some people just like to be in charge, be the boss. I've experienced this in my life. I've seen it. I'm not going to keep you all day, I promise you. Some work in the church for several different reasons. Some people work in the church because they love God, love the people, and love to serve God. What is your category? Which category do you fit in? I love serving God. I really do. Like I said, I don't try to compete with somebody else, but I just love serving God. I like songs like "Wherever He Leads, I'll Go." I mean that. Went to one church where they had a handful of people, 7 or 8 people. But I was glad to be there. I told y'all last Sunday, on Christmas Day, I went all the way up there, and snow was on the ground. I told y'all it was the Grasshopper Church, even Mike called it. But I was glad. You mean to tell me you'll let me, God lead me to a place where I can pastor, serve God? Well, I like this one. Some people work who loves to work together with other workers on the team. There are some people who love to be working teamwork, be working with other people, enjoying one another's presence, laughing and happy with one another. You know, that's wonderful. When I see a choir today singing like the choir sing, serving God together, praising God together. I liked it when I saw the congregation, when everybody was engaged together in the song, praising God. Some love doing that. Everyone should prayerfully examine themselves and to see if that work is pleasing God. Examine your work. See if your work is pleasing God. When I went to work on jobs, it was real comforting when somebody would come to me who was in charge and say, you know, you did a good job. And sometimes that was followed by a pay raise. I really appreciate how you're doing that. And you got pay increases. Didn't have to try to make them do that big or something like that. But when they saw how you were doing your job and doing it well and doing it right, you got advances. And almost everywhere I've ever been on jobs, I've always got a pay improvement. God is an awesome God. Now, Nehemiah gave all the credit to the people whom he wrote this. For we built the wall. For the people had a mind to work. You know how you build a church? When the people have a mind to work. Not because the pastor can preach. Because the people have a mind to work. And like Jesus said, I must work the work of him that sent me while it's day, because night come when no man can work. And every time somebody tries to slow me down, I said, night's going to come and I won't be able to work. So I'm going to work while I can, because God has blessed me while he will every day of my life. And I want to try and tell you that the joy of the Lord is my strength. I don't mind telling anybody that I am what I am by the grace of Almighty God. I don't have anything to boast about. I don't have anything to brag about. But I sure do have something to shout about. And I don't have to be in church to get happy. I'm happy in my living room. I'm happy in my bedroom. I'm happy in the kitchen too. What a mighty God we serve. I got up this morning feeling so bad I didn't think I could make it. I sat there on that pew and I thought I could not make it. But you see, God is an amazing God, isn't he? I don't know how you feel, but I'm feeling good right now. Because God has been praised, God has been worshiped, God has been sung about, God has been talked about, God has been shared about. You understand what I'm trying to say? It's a glorious thing to be in a right relationship with Almighty God, who has all power in heaven and earth in his hand. I'm almost finished. I'm talking about worshiping willing workers. The list goes on. Nehemiah faced the challenge of great faith in God. But he would not have been able to accomplish all of this unless the people with him had a mind to work. St. Paul, I pray that we have a mind to work. The purpose of the work, let me mention that. Nehemiah was concerned about only one thing, the glory of God. He said, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem that we be no more a reproach. That we be no more a reproach. Let's get this done so all the negative things can be said again. Let's all just get this thing done so people can know that we have the power to accomplish the assignment that had been set before us. You know what I believe? If St. Paul Baptist Church and Shiloh Heights work together, you don't have to worry about the church growing. We don't have to worry about accomplishing the goal that is before us. We'll have the ability to fill these pews. We'll have the ability to get up the upper part on the next level. If people have a mind to work and work together for good, all things work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purposes. I don't have any doubt about it. I talked to a search committee. God got somebody out there that can help you do it, motivate you for doing it. And I'm not doing too bad right now. I'm motivating you right now. I know we can do it. And I'm going to be here to watch and participate the best I can to make it happen. You know why? Because I love God and I love you. I love to serve God and I love to be with people who love to serve God too. Serve him with gladness. Be thankful unto him and bless his name because the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to every generation. And we're not left off the list, even in these days in which you and I live. I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to let us go. I mean, they had work to do. And it happened because they had a mind to work. I'm just going to name these. I'm going to try to explain them. First of all, that was the old gate. They had to put up a new one. They had the dung gate. They had to clean up some stuff. Y'all hear what I'm saying? I work in always little nice, neat stuff. But they had a mind to work. They wanted to clean up what a mess up. Shoot, I'm feeling pretty good right now. And then there was the fountain gate. And every one of these had a team to get the work done. I made mention the other day, anytime we're talking about a cleanup on this place right here, Barbara don't know how to be trying to clean up all this by herself. Somebody might complain about something being not clean. Well, some of you sitting at home ain't doing nothing. Get your team and quit complaining. Am I right about it? Don't complain about what somebody else is. Get in there and help get it done. I don't know how somebody can feel so bad as I did this morning and feel like I feel right now. Can't nobody do nothing but God. That's the truth. I'm finishing. There was the Watergate. People had to have water to work. Cleaned up and fixed up. Where the thirst could quench their thirst. They put this thing together. And then there was the horse gate. There were a whole lot of horses. They had to be placed in where they belong. And then there was the east gate. I'm bringing this message to a close, but I'm closing with the title, Worshiping Within Workers. Can I compliment you one more time? Worship has taken place in this place. Worship has been genuine. Worship has been real. And one of the reasons why I think I feel better when I heard children sing, young adults sing, adult choir singing, congregation singing, all the things that were a part of this worship experience today has lifted my spirit. You know, I almost feel like I wish I hadn't retired. I mean, you know, because I feel good right now. If I felt like this, I wouldn't have said what I did last week. You understand what I'm trying to say? Our God is an awesome God. And when people come together working and serving God and serving the Lord with gladness, being thankful and grateful unto him because the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, his truth endures to every generation. Our children are going to continue growing. One day they'll be in these positions, serving God, being a blessing to people. Gracious Father in heaven, I thank you for this day. I thank you for every blessing that I have received and others have received. We pray for those who are sick and suffering. We pray for those who, the young man that has just passed away. Oh God, hearts broken, sad in spirit. Because of the loss of a loved one. But God, I pray that you'll help them, whichever these conditions they may be in, that your grace is still sufficient. You're able to bring joy out of sorrow, pain, and suffering. You can bring healing. And I'm praying, dear God, for those who are going through all of these things, and so many of our members are. But I thank you for those who are assembled and the great contributions that have been made today to make this service one that honors you and bring joy to the hearts of those of us who listen. We give you thanks and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Invitation time in the house of God. You here without a church home? We invite you. It is open to you. Come if you need prayer. If you need encouragement. Anybody need restoration in membership? Don't hesitate. If you need to come, it's open for you, any one of you. Anybody want to get closer to God? Don't hesitate. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Don't hesitate. Counselors are here to help you. Don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. And don't miss this opportunity. Who wants to get closer to God? Here's your invitation. Happen one day. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are so thankful for your presence in this place today. Our hearts have been warmed, and we have been blessed. And we all owe all the thanks and appreciation because it comes from you. This is our prayer and our dismissal. Amen.